everyone. It's Marissa. My pronouns are she, her, and welcome back to Hurdling Through Hard Times. Today's episode is all about our mindset shifts, and it's our last episode of March, which is so sad because we're coming to an end of Women's History Month. But thank you guys for tuning in this month. I really have enjoyed making these episodes and talking about, you know, life as a woman and things that we can do to improve our daily selves. So getting into today's episode, don't forget to rate and review the podcast. Go check out our merch store. If you rate and review the podcast, you can send me a DM on Instagram at hthht.podcast to prove that you did it, and I will send you a 25% off coupon on your order. So what color is your heart today? My heart's feeling pretty blue right now. I feel like I'm in like a higher peak of where I've been at. I talked about like last week, like spring break came to an end. And last week I was pretty stressed out about school. I'm feeling a little bit better this week. I feel like I'm getting a better grasp on my time coming to an end of junior year, which is crazy. But overall, I've been really enjoying life the last few days. So I'm very grateful, very glad. But I'm excited to get into today's episode about mindset shifts because I feel like there are so many different mindset shifts that we can have where we can feel better about certain things by looking at them in a different perspective, in a different light. So today we're going to be talking about those different lights and those different kinds of things. So hopefully you guys are able to take at least one of these mindset shifts away and you can write it as an affirmation, maybe on your, like put it in a sticky note for on your mirror, in your bag, maybe on your phone for your wallpaper, like something like that. I hope one of you can take away at least one of these and you can use it somewhere else in your life. So getting straight into it, our first one is you need to be here to get there. I literally, like my jaw hit the floor when I read this one because I was like, oh, you're so right. And every season of your life serves a different purpose. And just because like you're not where you're meant to be right now doesn't mean you're not on your way to getting to where you can be. And I think that that's been a huge thing for me is I get so frustrated in where I'm at right now. And I'm looking too far into the future of like, well, why can't I just be there already? Why can't I just do this? Why can't this be done? And it's really, really frustrating. And so me being able to remind myself, you need to be here before you can get there. Oh, that was life changing. Cause like, as you guys know, like I've been injured for a little while. And so I'm recently coming out of that and I'm like out of my boot. And I'm so glad to be out of the boot because it feels amazing, but it's really frustrating and really hard because I have to accept that like I have to start here and to get there, to get to where I want to be. I can't just automatically get to my goal. I have to slowly get there without injuring myself again. And I have to be really careful. And it's frustrating. But I think this idea of like starting here and getting there and having to be here to get there has really helped me feel better about the fact at where I am. And like, it's okay to be where I'm at. And it's okay that my journey looks different than other people's and that it's taking me longer to heal. And it's frustrating, but like, there's nothing else that I can do other than what I'm already doing. So as long as I'm doing whatever's in my control from here to get me there, like that's all that I need. That's all that it's going to take for me. The next one is every challenge is an opportunity for growth. I feel like there's so many positive outcomes that you can take out of a negative. You can take so many positive things out of a bad thing happening. So as frustrated as I was being injured for literally 10 weeks in a boot, which is a long time, like 2.5 months in a boot is a long time. I had to take away the positives of that, of like, it was time for me to let my body rest. It was time for me to heal my body, to feel better, to not push myself past my limits, mentally to heal and come back stronger. And I think there's been a lot of places in my life recently where I've had to take what challenges I've been given and find an opportunity for growth. And whenever something bad happens or something weird happens or something's really annoying, I'll get through it and everything's going to be okay. And it's not the end of the world. And that's a huge thing that I've learned. Even since I was in like high school, every time something bad happened to me in high school, I was like, this is it. This is the end of the world. Nothing else matters. And in the moment, it feels like the biggest thing in the world. And now I look back and I'm like, wow, that really didn't matter. Like, it really was not that big of a deal. And so me being able to come to terms with the fact that things in my past didn't necessarily define who I am and those negative impacts didn't overall hurt me, if anything made me better, that has been a huge mindset shift for me. Like, it's made me feel so much more confident in the life that I'm living and what I'm doing and following the journey and, like, trusting the process. And that is taking the positives out of every negative instance that I've had. Next is, you need the lows to feel the highs. I think so many people get wrapped up in the idea that, like, being in a low is bad. And, like, yes, it sucks to be in a low. It sucks to be in, like, a low point, a sad point, a frustrating point. But then you have to think about, like, how good do you feel in those highs? Like, those highs are so amazing and so good, and they're going to stretch longer and longer and longer until the lows aren't as bad anymore. And sometimes it's frustrating because the lows seem like they go on forever and the highs are really short. And, like, that's okay. It's okay to have times where you're in a low for a lot longer than you're in a high, and vice versa. It's okay to be in a high a lot longer than you're in a low. But you have to understand that life is literally a roller coaster. Like, we are constantly fluctuating. We're constantly moving. And so sometimes we need to be reminded that the lows are a reminder that we're able to feel our emotions and we're allowed to feel frustrated, negative, annoyed, annoyed in the sense of just wanting things to work out and not having them work out. And so when you need a reminder that, like, you're in a low right now and you're, like, worried that you won't get to a high, or maybe you're in a high, this happens to me a lot, well, I'll be in a high and I'll start stressing about when I'm going to go back into a low. And there's, like, a huge difference between being in a high and being in a low. And we all know the difference between the two. And sometimes you're in the middle. And being in the middle honestly isn't as bad for me, because I'd rather be in the middle than, like, the high and the low and constantly, like, fluctuating that deeply. But, like I said, you're going to fluctuate. You're going to move between these different areas and, like, flow in these different ways of life. And that's totally okay. And as long as you can come to terms with that, it feels so much better and you feel so much stronger at the end of it. Next is, nothing is ever that personal. Oh, literally, because, like, people act towards you in a way that deals more with them than it deals with you. Like, somebody making fun of you is not because they think something negative about you. It's because, like, they feel bad about something themselves. So, like, if somebody's being mean to you, if someone's treating you like trash, if someone's annoying the crap out of you, oftentimes it's not even you doing anything. It's not even the fact that it's, like, something wrong with you. It's something going on with them. And that's not something that you should take personally. Like, ugh, it just annoys me because so many people get caught up in the fact that they're like, oh, well, she said that to me on purpose. Like, she's trying to hurt my feelings. I just feel like most people don't care that much about, like, hurting somebody else's feelings. Like, as much as I hate some people and how cruel some people can be, I don't think that most people genuinely are trying to hurt your feelings constantly or, like, trying to make your life miserable. They're trying to live their best life, and sometimes dragging you down is what they do. And you have to show them, like, I don't care. And, like, they're not doing it because they don't like you or because, like, you need to take something personal. It's because they genuinely just, like, don't care about you. And that's when you get to be like, great, I don't care about you either. Let's move on. And, like, I'm not going to take what you say or do personally, because I know it has more to do with your insecurities than it does with mine. And that's what I've realized with a lot of girls recently, is that a lot of girls express negativity when it comes to their insecurities. And with their insecurities, they talk badly about other people or find something annoying in other people because it draws attention away from their insecurity. So it's like, if a girl feels like she has a big forehead, she's going to talk about maybe somebody else's big forehead and be like, oh my God, she looks so bad. She looks so bad. I don't know why that's the voice that I went to. I don't even know. But, like, they're going to start talking bad about somebody else to draw the attention away from the fact that maybe they're insecure about that themselves. So don't get caught up on that. Like, don't get caught up on, they'd be like, somebody judging you for your hair or your body type or maybe even your personality. Like, we don't need that negativity in our lives. So don't take everything personally. Just, like, if somebody says something like that to you, you literally have to accept it and be like, okay, cool. Like, I literally don't care what you think. And I feel so much better now that I've gotten to a place in my life where I genuinely don't care about what other people think of me most of the time. Next is, you are the most permanent person in your life. This is a huge one, where, like, accepting yourself and being kind to yourself and learning to love yourself is where this, like, comes in handy the most, I would say. Because when you are confident in yourself and you feel good with yourself, you're the one that has to live with you every day. Not anybody else. People might have to see you every day. Nobody else is in your mind 24/7 like you are. Even when you're sleeping, your subconscious is up and acting out. Like, you are the most permanent person in your life. So you need to care for yourself. You need to take care of yourself. And it's great to give back to other people. It's great to work with other people, help other people. But remember that you need to put yourself first. And it's not selfish. And if anything, it's a good kind of selfish, because it's you caring about yourself. Because you have to think about, you can't fill somebody else's cup if your cup is empty. And that is a huge, like, that's, I love analogies. And that's an analogy that I think of a lot when I'm getting frustrated or upset. I'm like, okay, I'm feeling really drained. I can't give more to somebody else because I don't have enough to give to myself. And trying to be selfish with yourself and selfless with yourself in a way of caring for yourself, taking care of your body, your mind, your health. And then once you're physically and emotionally ready to help other people, then you're able to do it. But you're the most important and permanent person in your life. So don't let anybody else tell you that you need to change yourself to please them. Because as long as you're happy with yourself, that's what matters. And that's all, period. And the last one that I have today is, some doors need to close for others to open. I'm always thinking about different chapters of my life and thinking about, like, you need to finish one chapter to get to the next, and thinking about it in a reading term. And some people think about it in the doors, where it's like some doors open, some doors need to close so that other doors can open. And like, sometimes you have to put other opportunities on hold, other things away, in order to give yourself newer opportunities. Or you want to pick up an old opportunity, like, that's okay. And sometimes that means that you have to close doors, whether that's like friendships, relationships, maybe like hobbies or work or school, like things that you need to put on hold to care for yourself or care for other things going on in your life. Because the same things aren't like 100% important to you all year round, all the time. It's constantly changing with the season. Sometimes school is more important. Sometimes work is more important. Sometimes your kids or your family or your partner is more important. Like, it's constantly changing. And so you have to be okay with closing some doors to open others. And it doesn't mean you're never going to open that door again. It just means that right now you're closing it because you don't have to worry about it and you don't have to care for it. So hopefully you guys took away a new pair of glasses to see your life differently and you're able to start enjoying it. I hope you were able to take away some sort of mindset from this. I feel like I started getting like really deep, where I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a little passionate about these things, if you couldn't tell. But I really appreciate you guys listening today. I appreciate you guys being here, caring, loving, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.